Puga. On Saturday, we were doing errands. My husband came with me, dogs in the back. Between picking up something at my friend's store and hitting the grocery store, we stopped for coffee and a morning glory muffin. My husband kept driving. "Pull over," I said, "up there by the gray house after the bus stop. We're going to have a car picnic. Chat. Look around us. Have our morning glory muffin." God, I would have lit a candle if I had one. Wrapped us in a fur throw. He was befuddled. "We're always going somewhere. On task. Checking off the to-do list." This wasn't on the list. Friend saw our car and stopped. "Car trouble?" "No, we're just having a little picnic. You know, living in the moment." I didn't say it then, but we were going hygge. A new term I learned. It's Danish. Hygge is a quality of coziness and comfortable conviviality that engenders a feeling of contentment or well-being. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but it's pronounced hygge, like being wrapped in a soft, warm blanket. Going hygge in Denmark means inviting friends to come home. A roaring fire, candles, soft, fuzzy wraps, comfort food. Meek Wiking, CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen, said that hygge is such an important part of being Danish that it is considered a defining feature of our cultural identity and an integral part of the national DNA. I love that. He goes on to say that what freedom is to Americans, hygge is to Danes. Maybe the national obsession with all things cozy is the reason Denmark is at the top of the happiest country list. Danes burn 13 pounds of candle wax a year, per capita, more than any other country. Candles, you see, may be the most important part of creating a hygge atmosphere, along with a roaring fire and the rabbit throw. But then you layer on an oversized sweater, thick knitted socks, and a hygge busker, the Danish word for a pair of pants you wouldn't be caught dead in public. Simple comfort food, not fancy, you know, chicken pot pie, cocoa, an extra hunk of Danish. And friends, you don't hygge alone. You have your tribe, those friends you feel the safest with. So can Americans bring themselves to go hygge? I'm not sure. We lived in a big, fast-paced country. Pretty cynical, too. I've read articles here that dismiss all this hygge stuff because they say the poor Danes have no options. After all, their country is closer to the Arctic Circle, so it's crazy dark a fair amount of the year. Cold, wet, snowy. They need to hunker in to survive. Other articles say that interest in adopting hygge in this country is just a big sales hype, all about creating a new trend and selling more stuff, like we are wont to do. Sheepskin throws on all the chairs, beeswax candles, hygge stuff. Maybe if it came with free education and health care, private income for the public good, people over profit, then it might gain a little traction. I mean, Bernie would promote it. Danish people probably feel so good about how they're living and what they're giving back that they have no guilt going hygge. And boy, I'm with them. And you should be too. Throw on a Fair Isle sweater with your hygge busker. I'll light the fire in a few dozen candles. Round up the crew and we'll cook up some reindeer stew, a frosty glog, and pretend we can actually see the northern lights. Hygge, it'll feel great.